We hear across our readings today that we are to refocus, to recenter ourselves on this coming of Christ. We are to pay attention in the world for this inbreaking dawn of the resurrection, for the light of God to pierce the darkness that is around us. This is what Paul tells us, that the night is far gone, the day is near. Let us live as though we are in the light. This is what Isaiah is saying to the people who still haven't seen the fullness of the vision that he is casting, and yet he says, "Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light even now." This is what Jesus is saying to the people to pay attention, to focus. The Son of Man will come at an unexpected time. Constant vigilance is what is required of us. We are to pay attention to God's inbreaking presence around us. And this is the gift of our Advent season. This is what we'll seek to do over these next few weeks, to cultivate an attentiveness to Christ drawing near, to ready ourselves. Of course, we look for Christ in the manger, but here we also think about Christ's coming again to order this world properly in ways that the light will permeate us completely and totally. And of course, we need this because it's easy for us to get distracted. It's easy for us to lose sight of this focus, especially at this time of year. There's a lot of things going on. People are often trying to wrap up those projects at work, trying to get the end of the year sorted out. We try to get out the Christmas cards and get ready to take trips to see family or prepare our houses to host family. And perhaps there's a good amount of shopping going on as well, trying to get gifts for one another in this Christmas season. And with all this busyness happening, it can be easy to lose sight of where our focus should be. That, especially because this is an unexpected event, it makes it very difficult to plan for. That it's hard to retain constant vigilance of something that it's uncertain. We would much rather focus our time, effort, and energy on those things we can control. Those items on the to-do list that have definite deadlines, but those all, of course, belong to this world. They become the mundane daily tasks that we are engaged in, the harried activity that we are involved with that can distract us from having this focus upon Christ. And I think this is what Jesus is getting at as he tells us about those in Noah's day. He's like, they were living their lives. They were doing their regular to-do lists. They were getting married and being given in marriage. And then all of a sudden, the flood came. And Jesus is telling us quite literally, there will be some of us at the daily grind when all of a sudden the Son of Man will return. How do we stay alert? How do we stay focused? Because like a thief in the night, this coming isn't going to be scheduled. We would prefer it that way, you know, if the folks who were going to rob us would call us up first and say, you know, I'm really planning on coming by about 3 a.m. in a couple of weeks. What day works for you? And we could say, oh, yes, this day would be great. That way I'll make sure all my house doors are locked, my windows are closed and latched, and I will have the cops here waiting for you. That will work out just fine. And so... As Jesus is highlighting, that is not the way it works. We can't schedule in the arrival of God's Son. This is going to interrupt, to disrupt our lives. And so the call then is to always be ready, to always be attentive. But of course, such a state of hyper-focus is one that's difficult for us to maintain. Just ask any child how well they can stay awake one night waiting for somebody to come down a chimney. And you'll start to get the sense of how hard that will be for days, weeks, months, years on end to retain that level of vigilance. And so it's easy to sort of loosen our focus, to bump other things to the top of the list, to wander away from cultivating this focus on Christ's return. Which, of course, is exactly why we have the gift of our readings today that invite us to draw near once more. We have Isaiah and Paul both telling us, you know, I know how the darkness seems. I know that we're getting lost in the weeds again, but the light is shining forth. The day is near. God's light is breaking upon us now. And yes, the fullness of that light isn't here, so again, we can get discouraged because the darkness of the world still seems so pressing. We still see the conflicts, the chaos that goes on around us, and we can think that that's the only way we have to live as well. Because that's just the way of the world. How many times have you heard that? Constant proof that the darkness is still here, and we don't fully want to commit to living in the light now because others aren't. And yet Paul and Isaiah would encourage us to think a little differently, to live a little differently, to live in the light of God's love now. To say that, yes, the darkness is here, but I see glimpses of God's inbreaking kingdom. I see glimpses of the light of Christ shining forth, and that's who I'm going to follow. That's where my gaze is going to be. We are to put on Christ, Paul tells us. And so an image we may have here is of maybe even putting on a headlamp, where we've wandered off that path and we've gone into the darkness, and now we can use that lamp to turn or find our path once more, turn back around, and there it is. The rays of light are shining forth. We can move in that direction. This is what Isaiah encourages the people to do as well. Come, O house of Jacob, let us live in the light. Let us live now in the reality that God is going to bring about. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we then just chuck everything and don't care about the world. We already heard from Paul a couple of weeks ago that no, there are still things we tend to, but we look at them differently. Everything is to be viewed through the lens of the light of Christ. How do we engage our work, our projects, our family members who are coming? What gifts do we get? What is our focus going to be in our Christmas cards? And how do we use all of these things to point to the light of Christ? For indeed, this is the solution even in the story Jesus gives to us. Noah isn't known for his vigilance. It isn't because Noah is able to stay awake longer than other people or remain attentive longer. No, it is because Noah functions differently than the people around him. We hear that he is righteous. And what this means is when God shows up and speaks with him, he listens. He's attentive to what God would say. And I think this is the focus then we are to have in our Advent preparations. We are to pay attention to how God is breaking into our lives. We are to pay attention to what God would say to us. And we are to follow where God would lead us. And it is that then that will transform us in such a way that we will be constantly vigilant without realizing we are so. We will be attentive to God's inbreaking light as we allow that light to enter into us and reshape us, our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, our words, our actions. And this first Sunday of Advent, we gather with one another to help each other see this inbreaking light, to help each other recognize God's presence among us and with us. That yes, it is difficult in a world that can feel dark and drear, in a world that can seem wrapped up in chaos and brokenness, to proclaim the sort of reign that God would bring about that destroys swords and spears and does away with the conflict and unrest among us and between us and fills us with the knowledge of the Lord. But this is what we are invited to recognize today. Indeed, we get a beacon of light today as Christ enters into our midst in this meal that we share together. Here we see the light of the world shining forth upon us once more. This light draws us into the kingdom that is inaugurated through Christ. This light draws us into a new way of being and relating. To have hope in this coming kingdom of God, where justice, righteousness, and peace are established, where we will know the love of God intimately for ourselves and for one another. And for this most amazing gift, that makes us ready, that keeps us attentive to what God is up to in the world. I can only say for such a gift as this, thanks be to God. Amen.